Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog, I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Ontario International Airport will host their third annual 5K at the Runway on Saturday, February 8th. It's your chance to run past an airplane, Mission Impossible style, or just enjoy a beer garden or kids' activities. Here to tell us more is Steve Lambert, Public Information Officer for Ontario International Airport. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Pepper. It's wonderful to be here. I like that Mission Impossible style.
That's a good visual, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about the 5K at the Runway. What's its history and how did this idea come about?
Well, this is the third year, but the idea really came about, you know, springing from the airport's community involvement. The airport has been under local ownership since 2016, and we're always looking for ways to give back to the community. But the added part as it relates to the 5K at the Runway is our connection and our partnership with the USO. Ontario International Airport has one of the largest USOs in the country, and thousands of active duty service members, reserve, retired military use that every year. And so a portion of the proceeds from the race go to our USO.
What are some things attendees can expect when they attend the 5K at the Runway?
Just a lot of fun. And there are really three different events. There is the 5K, and then there's a 1 mile family walk, run, however you want to do it. And then there's a free community event afterwards.
Tell us about this community event. Like, what are some of the activities involved there?
There's all sorts of booths to have fun, and you can buy merchandise, you can buy food from the food trucks. There is a beer garden through our partnership with Brewery X, and so you can purchase a beverage there as well. And it's just, I think the coolest part of it from a community perspective is that you get to see a part of the airport that most people never do. Because this is on the south end of the airport, it isn't inside one of the terminals, it's actually adjacent to one of the runways. And where you enter into it is the old National Guard hangar. And what's cool about that is it's used for a lot of filming. So a good part of Ford versus Ferrari was filmed right there. And you're going to have the opportunity to be a part of all of that. And just to be right there alongside, you mentioned earlier the Mission Impossible kind of vibe. It is kind of like that as the airplanes are landing and taking off right nearby. It's just an experience that you're not going to get anywhere else.
I feel like last year I came home with there was a photo booth and I made like a beaded necklace with like the airplane beads, and there were vendors where you could spin the wheel, and I came home with like a bowl for a dog, and at the time I didn't have a dog, so then I had to get a dog so that this bowl could be used, and just all kinds of fun things.
Yeah, and you can walk away with one of those little balsa wood airplanes that you can fly, and yeah, just a lot of cool stuff, and 1,000 people. And everybody's having fun. And it's just a wonderful way to spend a Saturday morning.
This event takes place on Saturday, February 8th. What time do the races and activities begin?
So the 5K itself starts at 8 o'clock. And if you're running in it, obviously you want to get there a little early. Might be a little cool. It has been a little cool the last couple years. The 1 mile family walk begins at 9 o'clock, and then the community event also begins at 9 o'clock and runs till 11. So the overall time frame is about 8 o'clock to 11.
And is it a rain or shine event?
Totally. So be prepared. But, you know, it's Southern California, the weather's always nice usually, so it'll be fine.
Like you said, Ontario International Airport returned to local ownership in 2016. What's the airport's mission and how has it changed in those years?
Yeah, so the mission of the airport is to boldly connect the Inland Empire to the world. That's been refined a little bit in terms of the verbiage, but the spirit has always been there. Since our return to local ownership, and that was on November 1st of 2016, we've really been one of the industry's great success stories. So we've had 45 straight months of year-over-year passenger growth, and there isn't another airport in California that can claim that. For 2024, the full numbers aren't in yet, but we will have exceeded 7 million passengers for the year. So that's up 75% from our return to local ownership. And when you consider that there was a pandemic in the middle of that, that's pretty extraordinary growth. We've had new routes. So we have service to Taiwan. We have service to Honolulu. We have service to Nashville. We have service to all of these new markets. This upcoming year, we're going to introduce service to the D.C. area for the first time. So we'll have a nonstop southwest from Ontario to Baltimore. So we're just continuing to look for those new opportunities to connect our passengers and our community to the world. We've also added a lot of amenities. So if you go through either one of our terminals, you're going to see new restaurants and just cool things. We have a partnership with the California Science Center where you can go inside this little sort of interactive area and just watch cool stuff from the Science Center. And it's a great way to chill out before you take a flight or have your kids distracted before their flight takes off. So all sorts of things like that.
I'm speaking with Steve Lambert, Public Information Officer for Ontario International Airport. It seems like you've also been working with Metrolink to make the airport easier to get to. Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening right now. So Metrolink San Bernardino line, which one of its stops is in Rancho Cucamonga, is its busiest line. And to take advantage of that, and along with that, they've extended their line from San Bernardino to Redlands. So to take advantage of that, we're working with Omnitrans to do a shuttle from the Cucamonga station to Ontario International Airport every day. And so people can access us pretty much unlike they can access any other airport in Southern California. Along with that, the San Bernardino County Transportation Authority is building what's being called the West Valley Connector, which will be a bus rapid transit system from Pomona to Rancho Cucamonga, and right in the middle of that will be Ontario International Airport. So there's shuttle service, there's all sorts of things that we've been working on, recognizing that if you're going to continue to grow, which we are, and you're going to kind of stick to what really makes us different, which is we're a really accessible airport. People can get to us very conveniently, and we never ever want to get away from that, that we're going to have to be looking at public transit as an option there.
You mentioned a commitment to community, and the 5K at the runway sounds like it falls into that category. What do you hope the community is able to see or experience as a result of this event?
Yeah, I hope they get to experience not only the cool scenery and the experience, the physical experience of being near a runway or a part of the airport they've never seen. We're going to have so much of our staff there, and they're going to see what really sets Ontario International Airport apart, which are the people. The people who work there, the people who are in leadership positions there, the people who really spend their lives there. And it's just a wonderful kind of internal community that I'm hoping the external community gets to experience and enjoy.
The other part of the Ontario International Airport story is, like you said, its extraordinary growth. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, you know, really so much of there are a number of reasons for that. One is people love our airport because it is accessible. And we really try to make that airport experience something special. It shouldn't be something that people dread. That's part of this journey they're about to go on. But another part of it is we're really fortunate to be located where we are. We're in the Inland Empire, and the Inland Empire is far and away the fastest growing part of Southern California. We're 4.7 million people. Some projections have us at 1 million people in the next 30 to 50 years. No other part of Southern California is experiencing that. We're seeing tremendous economic growth as well. And so that's helping fuel our growth as an airport in terms of the airlines see that. And it makes good sense for them to want to be a part of Ontario International Airport because we've got a market. We've done some research that shows when you factor in commute times, 10 million Southern Californians live or work closer to Ontario than LAX. Mm-hmm. And think about that, 10 million people. So, yeah, we're going to continue to grow. There's a group called the Southern California Association of Governments, and they do every 4 years, they do a regional transportation plan. In their most recent one, they project Ontario International Airport's capacity to be at about 35 million passengers a year in 2050. So that's, I don't do math, but that's like five times where we're at right now. So, you know, we're just fortunate to be part of a great region.
I've been speaking with Steve Lambert, Public Information Officer for Ontario International Airport, about the 5K at the runway, which takes place on Saturday, February 8th. How do we sign up for this event?
Go online. Go on to flyontario.com/5K. And all of the information is there. It's super easy to sign up. And I'm a runner myself. So my wife and I are big runners. And so we try to hit all the races we can. This one's really become very popular in a very short amount of time. To attract 1,000 people is pretty amazing. But there is room, so please sign up.
Now, you said you're a runner. Yeah. I'm not a runner. If I'm running, you should probably run too, because something's probably chasing me.
Yeah.
Do you have to run at this event?
You do not. You do not. So the 5K, if you're going to sign up for the 5K, yeah, you should probably run. I mean, that's what it's for. But the 1 mile family walk is just a nice way to walk the route. So the way the route is set up, it's basically three laps around that part of the airport. So the family walk is one of those laps. And that's just a nice time. Or you can just chill out and go to the booths and make paper airplanes or do whatever you want to do. Enjoy the food and the ambiance. No, you do not have to run.
Well, I was very fortunate to attend this event last year. I'm looking forward to attending again this year. Again, we've got a link to sign up at kfrog.com or tell us where else we can go.
flyontario.com/5K.
We'll see you at the runway.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Pepper.